is Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, ladies and gentlemen, the loyal audience of IRB English Radio, welcome to another episode of everyone's favorite Back to Reality. Wherever you are, at home, at work, at any corner of the world, I hope everything is just fine with you and you're doing well. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I'm super happy to be at your service as your host, and here with me, I have two very dear guests, so wish you a joyful month. Well, now let's move to the guests. So we are starting Back to Reality. Here with me, I have Brother Muzaffar.
Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Wa alaikum, it's a
pleasure and honor
happy
to be here.
To you. And also Sister Sadiqa, welcome to your show.
Thank you for having
welcome
me.
Welcome to your program.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here with you all.
This is a pleasure to be with you too. And we are going to discuss some very interesting stuff in today's session. Okay, are you forgiving people?
Forgiving people?
Yes. You forgive people easily?
I'd like to think so. I try to.
You try to? Yeah. What about you, sister?
Initially, not at all.
It is
a difficult task to forgive those who hurt us.
Same in here.
But that's mainly after a lot of looking into myself, I came up with the conclusion, a lot of the times, it's mainly ego. He hurt me, she hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to forgive. And, it ruined my life for one. Mm-hmm. And then when I started to look into other people as human beings, rather than just me versus them.
Yes.
My life became much more peaceful. I felt much more peace with myself. Because I saw the other person just as me, able to make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
We don't always hurt others with evil intentions.
Exactly.
We hurt them out of, sometimes it's just a mistake. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we're in that specific situation where we make the wrong choices.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, no, I was not initially forgiving.
Mm, yes.
But having talked to a lot of teachers, I came to the conclusion a lot of the times it is a very big ego issue, which unfortunately a lot of us struggle with.
Exactly. Well, I don't think I'm that much forgiving, but also I'm not that much so hard with that issue. I mean, I may forgive, but it's very difficult to forget. Isn't it right?
It's harder to forget.
Forgiving is easy,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But forgetting is very difficult.
Forgetting is very difficult, but that's what it's really about, to be able to let go and actually forget. Forgiving is not enough. It's almost superficial.
Well, there must be some strategies to do that.
Of course, yeah, there are.
You have to work on yourself a lot and a lot.
It goes back to what Sister Sadiqa was saying. It's actually quite wise what she said.
Mm-hmm.
You often feel like you're being attacked by people, and it is a lot to do with your own ego. If you go and look in the Quran, you're going to find the roadmap for so many problems and roadblocks that we encounter in life. And one of them is this.
Mm-hmm.
One of the verses which really helped me with this is the verse which says, وَمَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعِزَّةَ فَلِلَّهِ عِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. One who desires honor or respect,
mm-hmm.
Well, Allah's is honor entirely. Honor itself belongs to Allah entirely. A lot of the time, without realizing it, when we are offended or when we feel like somebody's done some sort of injustice to us,
mm-hmm.
we lash out at them. Because we feel like our honor, our respect has been degraded. You see, that's where the ego
yes.
comes into it. But if we really recognize that all izzah is actually Allah's anyway,
mm-hmm.
right? And He gives it to whoever He pleases, then this problem won't be such a problem anymore.
Well, actually, putting that into practice is the most difficult part of the story.
Right.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Well, I know that I'm a human being. I know that others are just like me. They are prone to doing mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes what they do to me can change the direction of my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
That is where exactly forgiving gets very difficult.
I was having a discussion with a youth the other day, and he said something really remarkable, which really stood out to me. Which is often the case when you're talking to youths. Mm-hmm. Obviously, this is not youth station. This is back to reality.
Yes, but we can use some parts that are related to youth.
But what he said was, look, if anybody gets offended at something, it's mm-hmm. because they feel like there is some truth behind what was said.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
So, for example.
So you're telling the truth into my face. You're throwing it to my face.
Yeah. Otherwise, if you had no feeling that there's some mm-hmm. truth behind that insult or behind whatever that person just said,
yes.
if you weren't feeling that, then you wouldn't feel insecure about it. If you're not insecure about it, you won't be hurt by it. You won't be offended by it.
Yes, sister.
Following up on Brother Muzaffar's mm-hmm. point about forgetting and is that from Allah, a lot of the times it also goes back after our ego. Maybe our ego can stop us from forgiving others. But when it comes to forgetting, sometimes it does come down to another unfortunate point within our souls, and that's arrogance. Because we feel that izzah is from ourselves, as the Brother Muzaffar mentioned, that we forget that Allah is the one who gives it to us. Because we see ourselves as independent from Allah, which is another problem that we struggle with a lot. We know that as Muslims, and this is one of the fundamental points in our belief system, is that we rely on Allah constantly. Every second of our life we are reliant on Allah. Mm-hmm. But when we forget these points, we start thinking we are independent of Allah. And therefore, when it comes to an issue like arrogance, we want to get our izzah from ourselves, not mm-hmm. that Allah is the one who gives it to us. Which is why then it becomes a bit more difficult to forget mm-hmm. because now I see myself as being hurt without realizing that Allah is the one to mend
those breaks that have been imposed to us.
I mean, that was excellently explained. There might be many listeners out there who mm-hmm. think that, well, seeing ourselves as connected to Allah, etc., these things seem very nice on paper, but it's all very theoretical.
Yes.
No, it's actually practical. If we actually digest this idea, we really take it into our hearts, not just in our minds, mm-hmm. but in our hearts, it will free us in so many ways that we never expected it to free us before. Suddenly, you're not getting offended at what people are saying. Suddenly, it doesn't harm you anymore
exactly.
when people even insult you. Look at the example of
the
Ahlul Bayt.
But that does need many time. That does need growing. We have to grow older and older in order to learn some things. You know, when I was younger, I'm speaking of myself. When I was younger, I was just pretty much harder on these issues, you know. It was very difficult for me to forget things because sometimes people do some injustice into you that are very difficult to make up for.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? They maybe change your decisions. They maybe change. You make decisions based on whatever injustice that has been made to you. And then you're changed totally into another person. So we're just, now we were talking about the person who has to forgive. Now let's talk about the person who has done those wrong things to others. And now he or she seeks forgiveness. At the very first point, I would love to say that as human beings, we should consider that all mankind have got hearts. So these hearts are very easily breakable.
Mm-hmm.
So we should consider whatever words we say, because words are stronger than knives. They can kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Words are the most dangerous invention of human beings. So we should watch our words, we should watch our deeds more and more. Be careful, you know. People these days are becoming a little bit careless mm-hmm. about what they do. Now I think it's time to go for a very short interval. After no minute, we'll be back.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Okay, so sister, following what we were talking about, can you talk a little bit about the person who has done the wrong things? Do you have any advices for those people?
First, there are two people over here. There's the one who did the wrong and the one who was at the receiving end of the wrongdoing. We need, each person has their own responsibility, right? Mm-hmm. So my responsibility to another person is not to hurt them. But if they hurt me and I'm on the receiving end of it, then each of us has been given a responsibility. My responsibility would be to find, if the person has hurt me and has sought forgiveness, I cannot go forward and say, I'm not going to forgive you, because on another day, I will be at the same receiving end. Someone else might come forward and say, I'm not going to forgive you. As a community, we are supposed to help each other in progressing in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
By me not forgiving the other person, let's say this action could cause them to fall from a level in spirituality that they were trying to attain.
Yes, that is very also true.
Or maybe through this forgiveness, we have to help each other towards the dhuhr of the imam at the end of the day.
At least we can give them time.
At least not only time, you can
a
forgive
chance.
Them and allow their not to become a barrier in their progress with their relationship with Allah at the end of the
then
day.
Then now that you're forgiven, where your anger goes?
Anger is an issue we can help ourselves with. Yes, there is that pain within the heart, but if we leave everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the points that you mentioned was that someone may do wrong, but we would be at the receiving end, which means my life might get messed up. But then Allah is the best of planners. What she might have done or what he might have done towards me, God might create another course of life for me.
Yeah.
Like, I'll tell you a story from my own childhood, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone has family issues, right?
Exactly.
So there was some family issues.
Family dramas.
No, oh, we all have them.
Yes.
My parents decided to move away. My dad got very sick out of it. He decided to move away. And alhamdulillah, where he has reached today, I don't think he would ever reach there had he stayed in that same situation.
Mm-hmm.
That situation might have messed up his life temporarily, but in the future, it took him to a better, better, better place where he's much more at peace, not only with himself, but with his whole family. So I'm not going to give the whole details of family dramas.
Yes, I know.
But what I'm trying to say is that someone might do something wrong, but if we rely on Allah, then Allah would carve out another.
He will mend it for us.
Yes, he would make another road for us.
Yes.
And we see this in the lives of the prophets a lot, where they were harassed by the people of the community. But look where they are. Where are the communities? The people of Ad, the people of Thamud. We don't hear about them.
Allah would figure out the situation.
Yes,
for
but
us.
Today we hear about Prophet Ibrahim. We hear about Prophet Saleh. Look at Imam Ali. Mm-hmm. 200 years of cursing him.
Yes.
But look where he is today.
But very quickly, I just wanted to say that, look, when we're dealing with mu'mineen in particular, it's very, very dangerous for us to accidentally insult one of them, even by accident. There's a hadith that says that the mu'mineen, their hurma, their honor,
respect.
Their respect is greater than that of the Kaaba itself. Right.
Oh
so meaning if you insult a mu'min thinking, oh, it's just a human being. No. If this is a mu'min, especially if it's a mu'min in reality, it's like you're insulting the Holy Kaaba, that central symbol of Islam itself. So we have to be very, very careful when dealing with mu'mineen. Let's not, and this is advice for myself before anybody else, let's not insult them by accident, even.
Exactly.
Be very careful, tiptoe around the mu'mineen.
Well, now just to wrap it up, I would say a quote which is very beautiful, and one day at a time it captures my attention, and it says, one day there comes a time when people forget about whatever wrong you did to them, but they would never forget the feeling they had at that time. So be very careful about how to treat people. And as for forgiveness, you can practice that. There's no way we have to forgive, because also us as human beings need to be forgiven. So thank you for listening.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah.
يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي let the ummah rise again let us see daylight again once again let's become all again, proud again, 'cause I swear with firm belief in our hearts, we can bring back the glory of our past. My Ummah, heal, say, Even though we've strayed from him and his way, look at where we were, look at where we are. Tell me, is this how he'd wanted to be? Oh no, let's bring back our glory.